Tilaka Kumar has more than a decade of experience in B2B technical sales and business development in the industrial automation, aerospace, and defense industries. She is also the author of Amazon bestseller, Cumulative Selling. In fact, she is the South India's first women author to write a book on sales. She's also the host of Sell Like Her podcast and also a certified high ticket closer in Dan Lok University. As we prepare to delve into our conversation on the topic at hand, women empowerment in sales career, here is an exciting twist as always. Let us tickle the brain of our guest first. So Tilaka, get ready for a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here comes the first bullet. Sales.
Everyone in the world are selling.
Invention.
Invention is just your power of your creativity.
Future.
You are the creator of your own future. Your present moment creates your future.
Book.
Expressing your thoughts, your feelings, your experience to the world through the book.
Movie.
Watch it if you're learning something out of it.
Food.
Food is a medicine. Food is a poison. It is up to you what you take it that decides your lifespan.
Yeah, whether you live for eating or eating for living. Good. And let's move forward. Place.
Place where you connect with the nature where that gives you positive vibes.
Marketing.
Is the foundation of any business.
Role model.
Everyone should have role model, but do not just copy them. Create your own identity.
Super. And the last one is dream.
Don't stop just dreaming. Take actions and see the dream into reality.
Wow. Super. Fabulous. And thank you so much for participating in the first rapid fire round so sportively. And the second one is waiting for us towards the end of the episode. Folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Navin Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Tilaka, hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice. Super excited to have you here, part of today's conversation.
It's my honor to be here, Naveen. I've gone through a lot of your episodes of Guiding Voice. So I'm super excited to have a conversation with you.
And you are one of the very few women in selling whom I'm interviewing, probably third or fourth after Chitra and then Roshni Baronia. And of course, I've interviewed a few people from abroad as well. But yeah, I'm always excited to talk to leaders like you who are really doing very well in the sales, and not only that, you are coaching others also succeed. So that is so inspiring. And let's get started with our conversation. So please tell us about your experience as well as involvement in the field of sales and women empowerment. How did it all start? Did you ever think that you would become, you choose a profession in sales when you were a kid?
No, I was not even aware what is sales. When I was a child, it's just an accident. I joined as a sales coordinator. And then one fine day, my boss said, okay, just you are handling one account from long time. Just go and explore. I was a little hesitant, but I just thought, let me try. So I went. Then it started. So I started liking sales, meeting a lot of customers, different people, traveling. So I continued sales. This is how it started.
Interesting. And now let's talk about your success mantra. Please share with our audience the top three things that have attributed to your success so far.
Integrity, leap of faith, hard work.
Wow. Integrity, leap of faith and hard work. Superb. And now let's talk about the core of today's conversation. Like many people, like including me, right? I used to perceive sales as a male-dominated industry. But in your opinion, why do some women hesitate to pursue a career in sales? Is that because of this perception or is there any other reason?
It is mainly because of this perception. You know, only male can do sales. Women cannot travel alone. And traveling in the night, traveling early morning, because if you have to get into flight, you have to travel early mornings and late night. But everything is possible. It's just a myth is being created and a lot of barriers is being created. So I think if we overcome that barrier and look up to a lot of women who have succeeded in sales, women also can, any women who want to get into sales, who want to grow sales career, everyone can succeed in sales. And sales is the highest payable profession, which I can say proudly.
Yeah, I've come across a few of my friends, especially male friends, like who are into sales. And they get incentives which are double or triple the take-home that they get. Or at times it will be more than that as well. So I think this seems to be a lucrative field. And it is not just for women. So we have a great example right in front of us. Tilaga has been doing very well in sales. So for those of you who are interested, but who are probably not so keen on getting into it because of various myths or because of various perceptions, I think it is time to break that particular barrier and take the very first step. And on that note, let's move forward, Tilaga. You mentioned about the three barriers, okay, which hinder women from entering the sales career, be it the organizational, personal, as well as societal. So could you elaborate on these barriers and their impacts on the aspiring female sales professionals?
First is organizational barrier. See, organization also, many organizations do not have sales women. And they also think, you know, women are soft spoken. They cannot face the customers and they cannot travel. In their job description, female position, you know, they're little reluctant to have a woman. They also think, okay, after marriage, men cannot continue. After children, they cannot continue. So these are all the organization barriers, I would say. And women herself is a barrier because she herself do not have the belief that she can do great in sales. She can travel. She can also manage work life. You know, I can also tell the story. My parents, my relatives, nobody interested me continuing sales after my marriage, after having a baby. There was always a hurdle to continue sales career because you are traveling a lot, you know, it is not good, you have to manage. But I proved them that I able to manage work life. It's all the mindset, it's all the priorities what women will set the whole day, how she manages work life. It is all that. And also proving yourself, giving the confidence to your family that you will be able to balance both. So women herself is a barrier because she is not believing in herself that she can do in sales.
Okay.
Number three, societal barriers. As we just mentioned, the parents, the relatives or society. If women go and say, I'm doing sales job, they are not taking in the right way, right? So these kinds of hurdles stopping women to get into sales. So it all, I would say, organization also have to innovate to encourage more women, giving a lot of opportunity to women into sales career. Women herself have to build the confidence, courage. Society also, the way they bring up, you know, that also plays an important role to give the space equally to both gender. So a lot of things, it is just not easy. We are just putting the seeds for women to get better, but all these barriers are stopping her. But I'm sure if they overcome the barriers, they can shine in sales and they create their self-identity. Their voice can be heard if they are into sales.
Yeah, very nice. And Tilaga, you mentioned about women getting married and having children. That is one problem. And probably their career might take a standstill or they might go for a brief pause. Okay, there is a very high likelihood. And other than that, in the previous answers, you mentioned about traveling early morning or late nights, right? So these are certain challenges. Other than these, are there any other specific challenges that women face especially, right? So if you would want to highlight those kind of specific challenges that you have observed and how can they be addressed to encourage women to continue and thrive in the sales profession?
See, sometimes, you know, you would give the chance in the end. If even You know, when I started my sales career, out of 15 sales guys, I was the only saleswoman. Okay, so initial days, you might face some insults or some challenges in the within your work colleagues, within your boss, because even for them, women is new. You know, sales women is new. To accept your thought process, it's all totally different. So you have to have the patience and you have to prove yourself. Until you prove yourself that you can do great in sales, you have to go through some challenges. But once you overcome, things are easy. So these kind of challenges also might be faced by any women who enter into sales. But with my experience, all can be sorted out. Everyone has gone through such challenges in sales life. So I encourage every woman to listen to podcasts. Many leaders, sales champions, influencers are having a lot of community. Then WhatsApp groups or podcasts. All this, I'm sure, listening such or building the network. You know, always you have to have a people who are positive, who can encourage you. Okay, this kind of network also helps women to build that confidence. And whenever she faces some challenges, she can talk to such network and she can overcome. So I think this should encourage women.
Yeah, and most importantly, you can connect to leaders like Tilaka. So her LinkedIn profile link will be published in the show notes. So go visit, connect with her, and I'm sure she would be able to direct you or provide necessary guidance for sure. And on that note, Tilaka, let's move forward to the next question. So these days, I have come across many job postings, especially in the IT industry, the industry where I belong to. And people are opening up certain positions, especially at the top level, saying that women candidate is preferred. I have an interesting stuff here in terms of organizational change, right? What strategies or initiatives can organizations implement to create more inclusive and supportive environment for women in the sales field, right from attracting the bright talent? Can they do anything differently from what they are doing today?
Yeah, I've observed many the job description do not mention female candidate. They're looking for a female as well as male candidate. Because the girl's perception is, if nothing is mentioned about the gender in the job description, it means it is meant for male. Especially I'm talking about the sales position. Okay. But if at all organization can put, they are welcoming both male and female candidates, then more women we can see applying for the position. Number one. Also, like some kind of facilities specific to women who are going to travel, like cab services. Also, women having some dedicated cab service. Like, for example, if I go to Pune or Coimbatore or Delhi, I have a dedicated cab number noted in my mobile. Mm-hmm. So I only call them. So that okay. Kind of safety services, if organizations can provide, that also helps women.
Awesome. I think that's a great tip. In fact, yeah, other organizations can also start implementing it. And now let's talk about some stories, some successful stories or examples of women who have overcome barriers and achieved significant success in this particular field. So that what kind of lessons can aspiring female professionals, female sales professionals can learn from these success stories?
Actually, I have a lot, because I used to interview a lot of women around the globe and also from India through my Selector podcast, where a lot of challenges they have undergone. It's all similar with all the women who are getting into sales. Okay. Like specifically when they give a birth to the child, how they balance both work life, especially going on the field sales, plus managing their small babies and what else. Like Indra Nooyi, I always admire her story. She used to say her small girl come to office late evening and she gives some work to her, some drawing work, all this, and she managed work. So like that, a lot of women gone through such balancing the work. Then Lori Richardson, she's women's sales influencer. Heidi Chitra, she's also running sales women's thing. Brita Heidi, Cynthia, Catherine, Michelle. So a lot of women who have come on my show, and a lot of challenges they have gone through, and they overcome it. It's mainly the resilience, you know, the persistent and not giving up mindset. I think those things is what I learned from each one of them, and also wanting to help the community.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And congratulations on being the first women author, especially from the sales genre from South India. And your book is doing really well as an Amazon bestseller. So talk to us about cumulative selling, what audience can expect, and who are the audience like? Who can read that particular book and where it is available, etc.?
I've written mainly for end professionals who are into sales, who are already into sales, but they want to elevate to the next level, like 3 to 5 years of experience, but they want to get into sales. Also, how they can balance work life, how they can lead a sustained growth, not only in their sales profession, as well as happy family life, healthy life, also contributing to the community.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about a RACE formula. R for routines, your daily routines, A for action, I for integrity, S for sales skills, E for effective mindset. So what cumulative selling means, if you want to become successful in your profession, it is just not your skills, your core skills. Here I talk about sales skills. It is your mindset, your action, your daily routines, your integrity. All put together, it's a cumulative effect. The result is what is success means. Mm-hmm. So that is why the book name is called Cumulative Selling.
Awesome. And I'm sure it has a lot of nuggets and a lot of best practices which people can adapt. And so I'll be publishing the link to the book in the show notes. So for those of you who are interested in getting a copy, please do so. And also reach out to Tilaka with your feedback, both the good and the bad part. Okay, so on that note, Tilaka, this has been great conversation, incredible, and it's time for us to add further excitement and spice it up. Okay, so it's time for me to bring in the next rapid fire round of some intriguing questions. Okay, so if you are ready, let's dive in.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here comes my first bullet out of the second rapid fire. So what is one thing that you notice in someone when you meet them for the very first time?
I see their eyes first time when I meet.
Okay.
Because I can judge the personality of a person by looking at their eyes.
Nice. Interesting. What is one thing that you are really bad at that you wish you were good or better at?
See, I just get into sales leadership role. So I feel there is a lot to learn on leadership, managing people, developing people, serving the team. That's something I want to improve on.
Okay, fair enough. And thanks for sharing so openly. And can you describe yourself in just one word?
One word. I would say multi-talented. Because I write a book, I take care of family, I have a podcast, I'm working in an organization, a leadership role.
Mm.
I also do a lot of activities for NGO. I want to say I'm multi-talented.
Superb. Yeah, no less than that, for sure. Because I've been following you for the last few months and I've noticed that you are really multi-talented. And with that, let me move to the next bullet. What's your favorite thing about living in the current times, the 21st century?
A favorite thing is Google Map. Because since I'm into sales, I travel a lot. And Google Map is really helping me to save a lot of time. Wherever I want, I can go easily reach the customer place using Google Map.
Yeah. And if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I want every woman, girls to get education.
Mm.
That if I get that power, I want that to happen because I hate slavery.
Mm.
I hate male dominance. I want every woman to get empowered with their knowledge. Knowledge is power. That gives them financial independence, self-esteem, self-identity. So if they have to get all this, the foundation is the education.
Awesome. And the last one for the rapid fire. If you were a celebrity, who you would be?
Indra Nooyi.
Spot on.
I love her. I follow.
Good. And I wish someday somebody says they want to be Tilaka Kumar. and I'm sure it is going to happen. Yeah. So great rapid fire. It was really crisp and clear. And let's flip back to the mainstream. Here comes the next question. Any final thoughts or advice for aspiring female sales professionals who may be hesitant to pursue a career in sales? And what words of encouragement would you offer to empower them?
I just want them to not look just what people are talking about sales. Okay. Just believe in the myths, what has been created. Do some research, read articles or listen podcasts about successful women. How they really get sales, how they are shining in sales, what sales has given them in their life, both professional and personal life. So I just want to say, don't just follow the myths. Myths is being created. Sales is a male-dominated industry. Girls cannot shine. I always say, gender is not important. Your skills are important.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Very nice thoughts. And before I let you go, share with us, how is your experience being hosted on The Guiding Voice?
It's a wonderful experience, especially this rapid fire and all. It's thought-provoking. You're so energetic, Naveen. So I'm so happy to have a conversation with you today.
Yeah. Likewise, I loved every bit of our interaction. And on that note, I would like to thank Vamshi Krishna Balemarthy for connecting us. He's the one who suggested me to reach out to you. And thank you for accepting my invite. And thank you for being part of this show by sharing your wonderful insights, which are going to help all the aspiring women sales professionals. So thank you once again, and looking forward to having one more conversation in future. And really appreciate it, Tilaka.
Sure, Naveen. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, and as well as thank Vamsi to connect both of us. So nice talking to you. Looking forward to the next episode with you.
Surely. So folks, that was our episode with Tilaka Kumar. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. Also, if you have enjoyed the episode and found the conversation useful, please share it with at least three of your friends or colleagues who would also like The Guiding Voice. Spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. And your support means a lot. It helps us create more content for you and our community. So let us learn together on this journey. Now let's hop into the trivia segment. And today we had an encouraging and enlightening conversation about empowering women in sales with Tilaka Kumar. Let me share a few more facts about women in sales. So as of the latest available data, women represent a growing percentage of sales leadership positions. Globally, again, double quote, globally, in 2018, approximately 30% of the B2B sales leader were women, which is illustrating a positive trend towards greater gender diversity and representation at higher levels of sales management, empathy at higher levels of sales management. And next fact is about empathy and comm skills. Women often excel in sales because of their exceptional empathy and comm skills. These attributes enable them to connect with customers on a deeper level, understand their needs, and also build stronger, more lasting relationships. So these skills are increasingly recognized and valued in the sales profession. So that is also contributing to the trend of growing women in the sales career. And the last one is about many women in sales transition to entrepreneurship, because they can leverage their experience and expertise to launch successful businesses. And this transition also showcases the entrepreneurial spirit prevalent among women in the sales industry. And it also demonstrates their ability to excel both within the established corporate structures and also as independent business owners. Here comes the question. In case if you have come across any great women leader in sales, please share their details with us. Also, if you are a successful sales professional, I would love to hear from you what kind of attributes have contributed to your success. If you are watching this episode on YouTube, you may leave the comments over there. Or if you have found this episode on audio platforms through any social media, feel free to comment on these social media. And I would love to review them and announce them in future. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and also for being part of awesome community. We would love to hear from you. So do not hesitate to share your ideas and feedback either through our social media, or you can also email us at theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Navin Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. So friends, stay connected as we journey together. And until next time, take care, stay inspired. And remember, the future holds great things because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you all in the next episode with another amazing guest.